The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Here we are, right here. Bill Barty in Studio D, sitting beside me, Christopher Law and the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
That's us, that's right, and we are here. We are excited to be with you, whether it is this morning on the airwaves up and down the East Coast or on a podcast around the world, except for places like where? North Korea, China, maybe Russia now? Is that right?
I don't know. We're still on in Russia, but hey, could change at a moment's notice.
Sorry.
Wherever you are listening, we are glad that you're joining in. Of course, if you are listening via podcast, we hope you're a subscriber. Rate and review us. It helps other people find us, only if you like us, of course, and other people can join in and listen to the Carolina Outdoors. What we do is come in and do four different segments of the Carolina Outdoors, shining lights on places in the Carolinas to go, maybe talking about some of the things that are going on in the Carolinas, as well as people that are doing outdoor things and such as that. Where we hang our hat through the week is the Upstairs Outdoor Store, hashtag Upstairs Outdoor Store, Jesse Brown's, where we're outfitting people for their outdoor pursuits, whether it be hiking, fly fishing, and we still have a lot of people going on travel trips. So all of those sorts of things, as we delve into fall, apparel becomes more and more important. And, of course, fly fishing becomes more and more important, partly because the state of North Carolina back in 1992 instituted something called the Delayed Harvest Program. It's a subset of hatchery-supported trout streams. Now, trout need cold water to live, and that's where the cold water is, in our North Carolina mountains. But who would have thought that as the air temperature gets cooler in fall and delves into winter, the water temperature gets cooler as well, and the state begins stocking some of these streams, and they stock lower-level trout streams. So I guess the Mitchell River is one up in near Dobson, North Carolina. Really, it would not sustain trout through the year, but because in the fall and winter months the water temperatures are cooler, it will sustain trout at least up to the first Saturday in June when the harvest begins on those streams. Why do I say all of that? Because, as we all know, September did not cool off. September and early October did not allow for rainfall, really. So the trout streams, these lower level trout streams, became really low in water, and they continue to be low, and relatively warm in temperature. Those two things go together. So the state decided to delay or reduce several of the stockings. For instance, Stone Mountain State Park, which is up heading towards Sparta, that way, had a reduced stocking. The lower part of the Watauga River also had a reduced stocking or delayed. Now, at this point of the taping of the Carolina Outdoors, the October stockings have been somewhat normalized, but we still do hope for continued lower air temperatures. And we have all begun doing rain dances at Jesse Brown's, trying to get some rainfall to not just keep our lawns a little bit less dusty because there's no green going on in my lawn, but also so that our waterways can be filled up.
And also, not just for that, but for the leaves that our tourism industry thrives on in the Appalachian Mountains of North Carolina. And speaking of that, I think we have heard reports from Maine and Vermont up there that the leaves have certainly started to change. And once they, I don't think this year they'll be creeping down south. I think they'll be rushing down south and then out. So the colors are going to be quick and short this season. But out in California, they're experiencing chances for wildfire. And in Minnesota, I had a report last night that they are getting snow on Sunday. So the weather is out of whack, and we're experiencing it.
Well, in Montana, which is a destination for many hunters and fly fisher people this time of year had 40 inches of snow in parts of Montana. So that is going on. So who knows? Now, the rain that we are hoping for when it comes, of course, with the we're going to have a really good and bright leaf season here in North Carolina, and that is ongoing. But if that rain comes, it's going to fall quick. The leaves are coming down, and there'll be one more detraction for fly anglers is leaves in the water. Anyway, Christopher, we need to update our listeners because many people may be tuning in early via the airwaves of WBT Radio and not being able to find the Carolina Outdoors. And let me explain what is happening. The North Carolina Tar Heels air each of their games here on WBT. And when that happens on a Saturday or whatever day they may be playing, usually a Saturday, the programming of the Carolina Outdoors or of WBT has to switch around. Programs that are being aired usually during that game time get displaced, and sometimes they get displaced into the 5 to 6 a.m. slot of the Carolina Outdoors program. As much as that distraughts us, we want you to know that you will be able to find the Carolina Outdoors again via podcast over at WBT.com is one place to find it, shows being the Carolina Outdoors, as well as this is the one that's really easy because we break it down for your listening pleasure via typed up show notes. You can go to jessebrowns.com and go to social and podcast and listen in that way. I know it's not the norm, but during football season especially, we apologize for any displacement that may have occurred for your ears and our voices to your ears. So that being said, Christopher, what do we have on the agenda for this weekend's program?
Well, we have a good lineup here for you and for us. We are going to be talking with WBT's own John Hancock. And we will briefly touch on his past and present at WBT, but really focus on his future and what retirement holds in the mountains, in his hometown, what kind of outdoor activities that Jesse Browns can help with that he is interested in. We also next will have Doug Gillis on with the American Chestnut Foundation talking about the history of that tree and the importance. And then a little friendly competition afterwards between Bill and I about the South and the North Carolina State Fairs, foods and rides and everything in between. So stay tuned. We'll be here with you on the Carolina Outdoors.
That's Christopher Lyne. I'm Bill Barty. We'll be back with more after this.